two, one. Well, we're entering week four of Russia's war with Ukraine. So, Kim, you know, before we jump into the war, let's talk about Ukraine's agriculture. How does that shape up?
Well, if you look at Ukraine as a country, if you take Kansas, South Dakota, and North Dakota and put them together, you've almost got identically the same size as Ukraine. Ukraine's 233,000 square miles or 148 million acres. Now, if you look at the wheat, 18.3 of that million acres goes to wheat production, about a billion bushels a year, five-year average. Corn, 12.5 million acres of corn, that's 1.3 billion bushels a year. Barley, 6.6 million acres, 400 million bushels. And then they're also big in sugar beets. They produce 9.2 million metric tons of sugar beets. And sunflower, they're the number one exporter of sunflower oil. They produce 4.4 million metric tons of sunflowers.
You know, over the years, I'm sure our SUNUP viewers have heard you talk about Ukraine. So how exactly does Ukraine's agriculture impact Oklahoma's agriculture?
Well, it's going to increase our risk. You can look at the input costs. We've seen them go up because of this war, but it also makes the price is more variable. Look at wheat. Before the war started, Oklahoma wheat prices were just above $8 a bushel. They went up to $11.50 or so, and now they're back down just below 10. So you got the variability there. They export about 10% of all wheat and 15% of all corn, so you know that's going to have an impact on corn and wheat prices and make that price more variable and increase our risk.
So in regards to Russia's actions, like, how is that impacting just overall in the world, you know, in regards to food?
Well, Russia is the number one or number two, depending on the year, exporter of wheat. If that wheat doesn't come on the market, you know we're going to have higher wheat prices, voila, higher bread and flour prices. The big news there is the exports. They're a major exporter of nitrogen and potassium or potash. Russia is the number one supplier of fertilizer into Brazil. If Russia can't get fertilizer in there, Brazil's going to go to our sources of fertilizer, drive those prices up. You drive up fertilizer prices, you're driving up food prices, because fertilizer is used on all agriculture commodities and increases input costs, higher food prices.
That's, you know, that's a lot of information there and, you know, a lot of changes. So do you expect any other changes in regards to wheat markets in regards to this war?
Well, India has spent the last two or three years building its infrastructure, its storage, increasing its grain inspection services so that they could export wheat. They have wheat in the bin since 2014 and they're ready to export it, and they may offset a significant amount of this wheat we're not going to get from Ukraine and Russia.
So, you know, in your expert specialist, grain marketing specialist opinion, what's going to happen to wheat and corn prices?
Well, they're going to be higher. However, we don't know where they're going to go on, because we don't know what's going to happen with this war. We don't know when it's going to end or how big it's going to get. However, even if the war ends, we're going to have higher prices over the next year or so. So it's going to take a while to get that sector and get that flow of goods and services back in the process, especially fertilizer. It's going to take a couple years to do that.
All righty. Thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.